The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
African Americans in Virginia are leaving the inner cities of Richmond and Norfolk and headed for the suburbs. Places like Henrico and Northern Virginia are seeing steadily rising numbers of African American residents. Fairfax County now has more blacks than Richmond, overturning a longtime trend that has its roots in white flight.
If you go back before World War II, Fairfax had a fairly large black population. It was above 20%.
That's Hamilton Lombard at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service.
But in the post-war era, with suburbanization, it was very hard for black families to move into most suburban areas. In some cases, there were rules against it. It was hard to get mortgages. There was segregation.
But Congressman Bobby Scott says Richmond became a predominantly black city because of white flight.
The black population was rising because whites were moving out. Now they're moving back in because the city is much more attractive. There are housing opportunities, many job opportunities, and people like to be close to their jobs if possible.
So why are African Americans leaving the capital city now?
Fear of inner city problems, crime would be a factor. Well, certainly higher taxation rates.
That's Raymond Pierre Hilton at Virginia Union University in Richmond. He says you can see the change in some of Richmond's trendier neighborhoods.
I suppose gentrification of old areas like Churchill is playing some role, but it's probably more economic.
These days, Virginia's inner cities are becoming a hotbed of millennials and hipsters, mostly white millennials and hipsters. Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says African Americans are moving to Northern Virginia for the same reasons that are attracting people from across the globe.
I think what they're finding is affordable housing, very good schools, some of the best schools in the country, and they're much closer to right now what are some of the fastest growing job markets and lowest unemployment rates in the country.
Meanwhile, Shafroth says there's another, perhaps more subtle factor at work, one that has deep roots in the southern culture of Richmond and Norfolk.
I think there's some perception that there's still parts of Virginia where there's lingering racism. So I think you're seeing some interest in moving to places where people will feel they're more part of a community.
Shafroth says the infusion of Northerners into Virginia has led to a decline in manners and hospitality, but the racism remains. He says that's what's behind the demographic shift now taking place. I'm Michael Pope.